I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. You're a treasure hunter, right? And you're pretty well-versed on the topic, don't you think? So let me ask you what you know about John Sutter. You know, Sutter's Mill? Yeah, that John Sutter. Well, let's see. He lived in California, and gold was discovered at his mill, and there was a big gold rush then in 1849. You knew it was 1849 because the miners were called 49ers, like in the song about my darling Clementine, right? And John Sutter was a poor guy who owned a mill, and then he got fabulously rich and lived happily ever after. Is that pretty much how you've heard it? Well, as Paul Harvey used to say, you need to hear the rest of the story, and it's not all that pretty. That gold rush actually cost John Sutter his fortune. He started rich and ended up poor. John Sutter's real name was Johann Sutter, and he was born in Germany. He grew up in Switzerland, and in 1834 he fled to America to escape being sent to prison for spending more money than he had. He left a wife and five children behind. After a lot of traveling, from New York to St. Louis to Hawaii to Alaska, Sutter became a Mexican citizen in 1841 and was granted almost 50,000 acres of land in California, which at that time was still claimed by Mexico. Sutter established a settlement on his land, and he named it New Helvetia, Helvetia being the Swiss name for Switzerland, the country he had fled 7 years earlier. He built a fort, Sutter's Fort, and things were great for him for the next 7 years. He prospered, and he just kept getting richer. But on January 24, 1848, Sutter's foreman, James Marshall, noticed gold in the water where a mill was being built. Sutter tried to keep the discovery secret, but a newspaper publisher broke the story. Miners came from everywhere to find their fortune at Sutter's mill. Word reached Oregon first, and 400 miners came in from there. The gold rush in Dahlonega, Georgia, ended abruptly as all the gold seekers there packed up and headed for Sutter's mill. Wagon trains brought miners in across the continent, and ships brought them in via the Pacific Ocean. Gold miners swarmed all over Sutter's property, and shanty towns sprang up everywhere. His cattle were butchered and eaten, mobs of men tore down Sutter's buildings for wood, and he received death threats from the looters. Sutter fled his own land as miners overran the area. It's estimated that the gold rush brought 300,000 people to California. Gold worth tens of billions of today's dollars were dug on Sutter's property, but John Sutter never got any of it. Because California was still a territory, and Sutter's land deeds were from Mexico, he got little help from the justice system in protecting his land. In fact, miners staked land claims with the U.S. government on Sutter's property. Sutter lost everything. He wrote in his journal, "I am a ruined man. The watercourses I have made, the sites I chose so carefully for my buildings, the roads I laid out, the bridges and canals I built are all so many baits for the land grabber and the claim jumper." The influx of miners so increased the population of California that the territory was granted statehood in 1850. Sutter filed lawsuits demanding $25 million from California and another $50 million from the United States. After 4 years of court wrangling, Sutter won his case in the California Supreme Court. That meant that Sutter owned the property on which San Francisco, Sacramento, and dozens of other towns stood. The citizens of those towns were outraged. They burned the courthouse to the ground, destroying all records of the case. They dynamited Sutter's house. They shot his cattle. Another trial was held, and this time, instead of getting his land back, Sutter was granted a lifetime annuity of $250 a month. Many famous people of the time, including Mark Twain and General Sherman, urged Congress to return Sutter's land to him. Over the next several years, bills were introduced into Congress to pay Sutter, but they all failed. In April 1880, another bill was introduced, and this one was received favorably by a House subcommittee. But on June 18, 1880, before that bill could be introduced to the floor of Congress, John Sutter died a pauper. And I guess I should end this one by saying, and that's the rest of the story. If you're new to metal detecting, you'll find a lot of help in my book, The Metal Detecting Manual. And if you're an old pro, you'll still pick up a ton of new tricks. Check it out at treasuremanual.com. You'll find a lot of free articles there, too. That's treasuremanual.com. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.